Okay.
Right at the buzzer.
Okay, Ron, we're set. We left off on Thursday with two basic questions. Hope everyone had a good chance on Shabbos to think about these things. We have two basic questions that span from the pay and the Nadasa, not from Chavtes and the Nadasa. So even though on the one hand we have a Klal Gadol Bedin, an Eichof from Ramana Charo, we spent so much time talking about this on Wednesday and Thursday, we passed like Shmuel, it can't be Motzi Mamon Beis and Rov. We find two applications where Chazal seem very much to be Motzi Mamon Beis and Rov. One is our Sugya. And the Gemara suggests, at least at this stage of the Gemara, we'll see as we go along whether this is or is not the Maskana, but at least at this stage, the Gemara is suggesting that the whole notion of Cheskes Gimel Shonim is based on a Rove. The Rove is that in the stomach of the guy would have been Machbid, the stomach of the guy would have been Moichet, and the fact that the guy wasn't Machbid, that in and of itself is a proof that it actually belongs to the Machzik. That's a Rove, very, very nice, fancy Rove. So, Enoch of Mamanach HaRove. Second problem was the Sugyabath and the Payim of the Basra, what the Gemara says, that if I say to you, you owe me $100, and you say you paid back, what's within this man? So you're not believed to say parati, and I can come to Beis and be motzi mamon based on that. I ain't ochem mamon acharov. Nope. Gemara says chazaka non pereb sechz mano. So we said, what do you mean chazaka non pereb sechz mano? That's just a rove. How can it be motzi mamon based on rove? Those are the two kashas that we left with on Thursday. So at the very end of the Shia, we pointed out that there are some approaches which would deflect some of these kashas. If you go the route of Tosis and Sanhedrin, then you're not bothered with anything. So you had a good sleep over Shabbos. You don't have to worry about anything, because according to Tosis and Sanhedrin, well, the rule is, Holchem Mamanach HaRov, and Akimor and Shmuel was different, and Holchem Mottayr, and Tosis, Rav Bar, Rav Gura, not for now. But according to Tosis and Sanhedrin, everything is Gevaldik. The only problem is that, you know, come on, we're not gonna say like that. Nobody says that Tosis and Sanhedrin. So then we had a second possibility, is that, well, if the Shmaitz is right, that Cheskes Merakama is not really a chazaka in terms of Muchso, so it wouldn't be subject to the limitation of Ein Ochem Mamanach HaRov, it's just the chazaka Meikara, Ruba the chazaka will bother for kicking, so then we're okay in terms of the Alkhav test. So we weren't so thrilled with that approach. Number one, we weren't so convinced the Shmaitz is right, his brother wasn't convinced he's right. And number two, even if it solves our problem, it's only a limited solution because it doesn't solve Heyam and Alchem Mamanach. So if we want something that's going to really knock out punch, if we want something that's going to solve everything, that's going to make everything read smoothly, we have to find some reason why both the Mabasa Tafe and the Mabasa Chavtes are not subject to the limitation of Enoch Mamanach HaRov. So we introduced at the very end of the Shir on Thursday the notion of the Sheif Shmaitza that's ultimately going to help us out. And his development, this whole razzle-dazzle, Mahalach, as you say, that there are two different types. Everyone's going to count up how many times they say razzle-dazzle in the course of the year. It's going to be a toss-up between that and how many guys tell me I got new glasses over the summer. Keep it track. So the Sheif Shmaitza, those who weren't in the Shalish, I couldn't make that observation, but those who are, I appreciate it. My wife is very happy every time I tell somebody else commented on the glasses, she's out. She put it off on? Okay, continue. Somebody. I'll be careful, you never know what you're doing. Was off? Was off,
was it
that?
Was off, yeah.
Okay. Those are the kinds of things, right? Okay, getting back to the story. So, comes the Sheif Shmaitza and develops this idea, there are two different types of roves, that some roves work for Teres Vadas, other roves don't work for Teres Vadas. Some roves do no longer have a latest Sofek, they're not called the Sofek anymore, and other roves, no, still like the Sofek, still called the Sofek. What was the difference? Which roves work in one way, which roves work in the other way? So the Shmaitza said, the Yesod is very simple. If it's a Ruba, the Issa Kamon, that the numbers are in front of us, there are 10 stores, 9 say kosher, and 1 say straight, that's a Ruba, the Issa Kamon, that's still called the Sofek, that's the Gemara of Metzia Davov that we spoke about, the Arichas on Thursday, that's not the Teres Vaday. When you have a Ruba, the Leisa Kamon, where there are no numbers in front of us, it's all just in the Weltverein, just up in the air, statistics, that's Ruba, the Leisa Kamon, that's Machariya, the Teres Vaday, and it's not even called the latest of the Sofek, and that's the Sugi of Sofek Mamzer of Kedushin Nefayim Gimel. That was the Yisur of the Sheif Shmaitza. So, Beinenu, we like that Yisod. We like the idea that some roves work the Teres Vaday, the Teres Biror, that it's not a Leis HaSofek anymore. And other roves remain a Sofek, it's only the Teres Avavah. We like that idea, but I tell you honestly, we're not going to use it the way the Sheif Shmaitza used it. And I'll tell you why. What prompted the Sheif Shmaitza to make that chiluk between Ruv the Issa Kamon and Ruv the Leis HaKamon? Remember the stealing Gemara that he had. The Gemara of Metzia Davav, we remember the Chazar guys. You remember Metzia Davav that said that even though you have a robe, it's still called the Sofek vis-a-vis Well, vis-a-vis Maisa Behema, Asir Vad, Asir Sofek. Whereas when it came to Sofek Mamzer and Kedushin Nafayim Gimel, so a person, a Mamzer, is not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, even though we only know she's Kshera based on Rov, because the stum of the husband, the stum of the father is the rightful father, it's only a Rov. So the Shvaitzer said, how is that called Vadai? So the answer is, it's a Rubin del Isa Kamon. That was what forced the Sheikh Shvaitzer to his distinction within Isa Kamons versus Leisa Kamons. So I'll tell you a secret, Lochasit Kerutzim to this Kasha. I presented it on Thursday, this is like the world's biggest Kasha, like, you know, we're not going to be able to sleep at night without the Sheikh Shvaitzer's solution. So the emissaries, Rabbi Kivega had a different solution to that problem. Rabbi Kivega said, the emissary answer to that problem is very simple, says Rabbi Kivega. When you have a Rov, you have to always be careful, always be cognizant of, are you using a Rov to pass in one localized Shaila? Or are you using a Rov in a sweeping manner to solve Kol Tarkula problems? Is it a Din Klali or is it a Din Prati? Is your Shaila just in one specific area of Halacha? Or is your Shaila in a kama areas of Halacha? Says Rabbi Kivayim. In Bav Metzir Davavim days, we have a Sofek. What's the Sofek? We got this animal. He jumped back into the barn. There are 10,000 animals that are potter. Five animals, whatever the case is. This one Meshuggah animal jumped in, throws us totally off. We have a latest of Sofek. We want to know, is this animal chayav in Maisa Behema? Is this animal potter from Maisa Behema? That's the Sofek. Are there any other areas of Halacha that we could care less about whether this animal jumped in? Does the fact that this animal did or did not jump in, does this affect Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara? Does this affect Hilchos Ishus, does this affect Hilchos Mamadus? Is there any other Nafkamina Ladina where this animal comes from? Except for Maisa Behema, what's the answer? Absolutely not. We couldn't, you know, for the life of us, dream up any other scenario that would be relevant from whether this animal jumped in or not. It's a very, very localized Sufik. The case of Sufik Mamzer, the case of Sufik Kohol, is this the father, is this not the father? That's not only relevant for Hilchos Mamzerus, what is that relevant for? For half a dozen other halachas, for kibbutz avim, for meira avim, for makir of the imo, for makala of the imo, eshdeshazins, get a million shilas. This is relevant to know who the father is. This is kama v'kama nafkamina ladina. When the Torah tells us that there's a din of vade v'lo sofek, it's in the moshul, kol vade v'lo sofek kol, or asiri vade v'lo asiri sofek. Says Rabbi Kivega, when you have a rove is still called the sofek. If the Rov is only addressing that particular area of Halacha. So in Hilchos Maisa Behema, I have a latest of Sofek. Is this animal Chayav HaPotter? Comes a Rov and says, Rov Acharav Mahatos, but I'm screaming and I'm saying, but it's blyped to Sofek, it's still a Sofek, it's still a Sofek. So it's called Asir Vadav and Asir Sofek. In Hilchos Mamzer, if the Hilchos Kibbutz Avim, we already paskin the Shaila, he's the father. The Hilchos Makal of Ima, we already paskin the Shaila, he's the father. The Hilchos Makal of Ima, we already paskin, he's the father. The Hilchos Eshdish Zinsa, we paskin, he's the father. The Hilchos Yibul, who's called the Achim Na'af, we already paskin. For every other area in Halacha, we paskin based on Rov, he's the father. So now we have a Shaila, Hilchos Mamzeri, so we tell him, nope, it's a Sofek. Midei Sveikal and Afka. It's ridiculous, says Rabbi Kivega. Once there's a sweeping Psach, that he's the father, he's a sweeping Psach, Hilchos Mamzeri as well. So says Rabbi Kivega, the difference between the sugin bav mitzia and the sugin kedushin has nothing to do with different types of rov. Zero. That's the wrong emphasis. Rosh Hashanah is off the road. The emphasis is, the difference is it a localized shayla hukos ma'aseh behema? Then we say it's called the sofek. Is it a kol derekul the shayla hukos mamzeiros, which affects kama v'kama areas of halacha? Therefore, rov paskins up the Torah's vader. So getting back to our sugin now. I don't want to go to the root of the Sheikh Shemaitza. I don't want to say that Ruba the Issa Kamans work one way, Ruba the Issa Kamans work another way. I don't want to go that way. You know why I don't want to go that way? Because it's not going to help me with the Basra. So I don't want to go that way. But I'm going to steal the Yisod of the Sheikh Shemaitza and use it the way I want to use it. Namely, the Sheikh Shemaitza is 100% right that there are different types of robes. Some robes work with Taras Vadai, with Taras Birur, and other robes don't work with Taras Birur. They work with Torah, it's still life or something. What's the common denominator? How do you know which roves are B'Torah's Vaday and which roves are not B'Torah's Vaday? What do you think? What are the criteria? Or to make it more relevant for us, Manishtan are these two roves, the rove of Dafheiman Aleph and Baba Basra, Chazok Einod and Perebesech Zmanoi, and the rove of Chavtesan and Aleph and Baba Basra, namely that the person would have been Moicheh. What is similar about these two roles? What is the common denominator of these two roles, Rabbi Say? What do you think? What's similar about these roles that's fundamentally different about all the other roles we've been talking about? What do these roles have in common? Metzius roles. The rope of the animal jumping is also Metzius rope. Manishtana, the animal jumping into the barn, from the rove, most people don't pay back Pesach Hazman. Most people would be meich if somebody moved into your living room. What's the difference in those roves? So the Shmais would say that. Isa, come on. Lays, come on. Very nice. What's the difference with Pesach? What's the real difference?
The assessment of the Das Bnei Adam, and you're assessing how people act. Those people don't.
Excellent. What you're saying is two words. Two words, two English words. Human nature. That's what these roles are about. These roles are addressing some universal truth about human nature. People think in a certain way. People act in a certain way. That's what these roles are all about. Chazoka in Adam Pereh B'Sech Zmano is something which is true not only in New York City, it's true in Eretz Yisrael, it's true in China, it's true in it's something which is innate within human nature. People don't like to give what they don't have to give. If you don't have to pay back, you don't pay back. There's a reason why everybody's standing in line at the post office April 15th at 11:59. People don't like to pay until you have to. Chazoka ein adam perei b'sech zman. But v'basri chavtes is true no matter where you live. People don't take a survey of every single person, every single part of the world. Would you have somebody walk into your field for 3 years and gather your crops and never ask him, by the way, what in the world do you think you're doing here? It goes against basic human nature. Those types of robes are a different type of robe. That's what the Gemara of Abbasah Daf Hey doesn't call it a robe. What does the Gemara call it? The Gemara calls it a chazaka. We may believe, we called it a rov because we like to call everything rov. Everyone's been mashino, everything. We can't put a name on anything, we call it a rov. But it's a different type of rov. It's not just a statistically different, it's not just a quantitatively different rov. It's a qualitatively different rov. It's a rov that reflects human nature. That's what's called the chazaka. Those rovs are the teres vadai. There's no ladis a sofik anymore. Rabbi said, who says what I'm saying? Who says that we have a rov that's the teres human nature? It's not a suffix anymore. It's Keteres Vadei. Who says it? On the page. B'Vavasuch of Tesem and Aleph. The Rashbam said it. The Rashbam just started. It's his first opening line. Says the Rashbam. The last kapit on Chav Tesem and Aleph. Ho v'shilesh v'valto v'kanes b'lo rishus abayelim v'zeshes shosek v'lo micho. Was up to Rashbam? Where's Rashbam? Who's reading? Vadai mocherloi. It's not a suffix anymore. We know for a fact, we can say bevados, this is a type of a rove that is such that it's beteres vadai. And such a rove, we are comfortable, confident to say, it's not a suffix anymore. If it's not a suffix, Rabbi Say, one halacha falls by the wayside. Ein hochem b'momenach ha-rove is a clown that you use when you have a suffix in momen. When the latest asafik is in front of you in Dini Mamadis, what do? Muchsuk wins. Muchsuk carries the day, or according to the Kudras Asfakis, Ibn Cheskos Smarakama, which is a form of Muchsuk carries the day. And you have the latest asafik in Dini Mamadis, then Muchsuk carries the day. Enoch Mamadach Harav. When there's no latest asafik, there's no Dini Torah anymore. We know what the facts are. The facts are, Vadan Macharlovi. There's nothing to discuss anymore. Or in Baba Basad of Him and Alf, there's no latest asafik anymore. We know for sure that the guy didn't pay back. Because that's a chazaka, that's not a roif. That's what the Gemara means. That's the secret to these two sugyas, Bava Basa Daf Hei and Bava Basa Daf Koftes. So Rabbi Say, what we have now is as follows. We have a mahalach in Rava. Rava started the ball rolling by saying that you want to know how chazaka works. Chazaka chesed gimoshan, chesed gimoshan, nothing to do with shohamua. That was chesed beveiz, that's all rejected, Rava says. The real yisoid of Chesed Zimushonim is Vadei Mocher Eloi. It's not a roiv, it's a chazoka, and b'chi agavna hochen achar roiv, achar chazoka, etc. That's Rav's Mahalach. Rabbeisai, does anything we've been talking about for the last 3 days really matter? L'halacha? Now it becomes a little bit shaky. Because the Gemara rejects Rav. The Gemara jumps on Rav and starts questioning Rav's statement, At the end of the day, Rav himself revamps what he said. Comes Rav and Chavtesa Menachem and says, Ela Amar Rava, Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtare, Tarti Atlas Mizdar, Tfeila Mizdar. Comes Rav and throws Mamash a curveball at us. Comes Rav and says, No, forget about what I just said just now. You want to know how Chazoka works? Why is Chesed Gimel Shalom true? Because for 3 years people hold on to Shtaras, after 3 years people start to throw out Shtaras. So for the first 3 years, where's the Shtar? You said you bought the field, where's the Shtar? Ach Vishtarcha. After 3 years, that's no longer tied of Ach Vishtarcha because people don't hold on to the remnant forever. And therefore, the person who's Machzik wins. Ad kan debrei gemara. Rabbi Yisai, it sounds like we've been wasting our time for the last 3 days. It sounds like we fell into that trap of spending too much time in a Havamina. Here I didn't spot of spending any time with Chesed Gimel Beis. I didn't want to spend time in a Havamina. I just spent a lot of time in Rava. But the Gemara rejects Rava. Rava himself rejects Rava and falls back on Ach Vishtarcha. Shol Shorim is Darnish Vishtari. So here we have a major machlokes of Rishonim as to how to understand what just transpired in the sugya. So comes the Ramban a little bit later on, Daf Mem Beis. The Tzais discovered this Ramban. No one knew this Ramban existed because it didn't exist in the sugya where it's supposed to be, but it's later on. Where the Ramban develops the following yisoid in terms of the ABCs, Mamash Introduction to Chesed Gimel Shonim. Comes the Ramban and says, you want to know at the end of the day why Chesed Gimel Shonim works? The emissary reason why Chesed Gimel Shonim works is exactly what Rava told you previously. There's a rov, a chazoka, a viror, a vada, whatever you want to call it. There's an absolute hachacha v'lishem sofek that the person should have been meichet. He wasn't meichet. It's a riot brewer that he's the rightful owner. The other guy's the rightful owner of the field. That's what gives the kick. That's the oomph of Chesed Gimel Shonim. So what's Rav drain us a cup with 3 years with the shtar? And what does the Ramban say? Everybody say, guys can talk up in shiur. What does the Ramban say? If it's based on what we just said, so why does Rava rechange, or why does he discover this whole story about losing shtaras?
He doesn't have a shtar, then it's the
role of the... Oh, comes the Ramban and says, I come to you, Rabbi, you didn't tell me with Avi, but I'm sitting on the field for 3 years. That's that I'm the owner of the field, right? Avi's got an unbelievable achacha fakir. What's his unbelievable achacha fakir? What's his achacha fakir? That he's right. The fact that I don't have the shtar. Avi looks at me in the face and he says, where's your shtar, Rabbi? From the Beis Din listens to Avi's taina. Avi says, where's your shtar? Beis Din plugs that into the computer. What does that mean, where's your shtar? What does that halachic taina mean, Rabbi say? Give me a name. Remember we said in Eshiel, you can't think of anything else to call it. What do we call it? Rove. Avi has a rove on his side right now. You know what's on his side? He's got a rove that most people who would have a shtar should still have it within these 3 years. And for the fact that the rabbi doesn't have a shtar, that in and of itself is indicative that he's not telling the truth. Rabbi said, you know what we have in our hands right now? We have in our hand contradictory what?
Roads.
Contradictory roads. I have a robe in my hand, on my side, saying that, Mistama, for the fact Avi wasn't Meicha, that's a hochach that I'm the owner. Avi's got a robe in his side that say that, yeah, but most people would have shtar, ach yishtarcha. So comes the Ramban and says, what Rava means at the end of the sugya, when Rava says, no, 3 years are important because for 3 years people don't hold shtaris anymore, what Rava means is as follows. Rava's not revamping Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Rava's not giving you a whole new lumbus in Cheskes Gimel Shonim. What Rava is just telling you is that original hachacha that I had, the shtik of Avi, is not a right anymore because it's offset by the other road. So you have to wait 3 years to offset Avi's road. Once 3 years pass, then Avi doesn't have a rai anymore. He doesn't have a rov anymore. Ach Vishtarcha isn't relevant anymore because people don't hold on to shtaras for so long. So Mamela, after 3 years, why do I win the Din Torah? At the end of the day, why do I win the Torah 3 years from now? Because of my rov. So comes the Ramban and says, the Shakar and Tyre and the Gemara is as follows. Rav started out by saying, what's Chesed Gimel Shom? Based on Chesed Gimel Shom is based on rov. It's based on the Chazap and the rov and the Vada, the Bari, the... You name it, whatever you want to call it. It's based on the fact that people should have been meicha, they're not meicha, human nature. It shows that I'm the rightful owner of the field. That's Chesed Gimel Shonim. Rava then jumped and said, well, wait a second, that's a poshet. For 3 years, there's a contradictory rov. So in the chinami, you have to wait 3 years to get rid of the contradictory rov, but after the 3 years are over, then you're back to the original rov. So at the end of the day, when all dust settles, according to the Ramban, what wins the Din Torah? Why is it that when I claim that I bought the field from you and I'm sitting here for 3 years, why do I win? What's the answer? Why do I win? What? The shtika, the rov. So Baruch Hashem, we didn't waste 2 days.
According to Rabban, that's the maskana segimara.
It's the robe that carries the day. But Rabbi, if you look at the Rabban carefully, the Rabban says even one step further than this. At what point does the robe kick in? At what point do we say that nistama on the rightful owner from the fact that he was shosek? How long do you have to be shosek in order to create that robe? So up until now, we've thought, how long do you have to be shosek? What was Rabba's original lashon? No, who remembers? Rabba said, shana rishana lo kapich, tried to lo kapich, last kapich. We thought you need 3 years in order to create that robe. Comes the Rabban and says, no, that falls by the wayside. When does the robe, create, Rabbi say? How long does it take to create a robe? What? What? Right away. I walk into somebody's field and I go, imagine the scenario. I walk in, that's got a nice field out there in London, right? Okay. Got a nice field there. I walk up to his field and I start gathering the fruit, collecting everything, and I walk away. And Ben standing there and doesn't say a word. I'm the rightful owner of the field. People are generally machped. Human nature is such. People are machped immediately. People don't let you take advantage of them. Nobody's going to let you take their property, take their fruit. So comes the Rabban and says, "Fakir the maskanas of Gemara, Cheskas Gimel Shana works right away. Really, Chazaka works immediately. But what the problem is, we cannot implement Cheskas Gimel Shana because we have the contradictory role of Ach Mishtarcha. So we have to wait 3 years not to create the roiv," says the Rabban. Not like the Gemara said at the beginning of the Sugya that you have to wait 3 years to collect to create the roiv. The roiv is created from scratch. You have to wait 3 years in order to offset the offset of the roiv. So that's what's happening in Cheskas Gimel Shana according to the Rabban. It's very complicated. A lot of steps are taking place. But the robe is created, the robe which is B'taras Bari, B'taras Vader, like we said, with all alumnus. It's a B'taras Birur, B'nishim Sofek, Vader, whatever you want to call it, human nature. That happens in 1 second. Then, you can't possibly based on that, because for 3 years we got a Drezach with this contradictory robe. Once we bump off the contradictory robe, we go, I'm Muslim afraid it was really yours. We had the right robe in place from day one. That's Cheskas Gimel Shana according to Rabban's theory. Very, very complicated. Too complicated for us. But what we salvage from the Rabban is all the lumdus that we spoke about. According to the Rabban, all the lumdus about development of Rav was very important, because that's important. Mamash Maskol. Comes the Ketzos and Simin Kuf Mem and says he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe the whole story. And it wasn't only the Ketzos didn't believe it, there were Rishayim who didn't believe it, Rashi and Ksuba, Staf Yedayim doesn't believe it, and the Rosh being the Vaperek doesn't believe it, the Mukla Yosef and Baba Basin believe it. Got a whole group of Rishayim who don't buy into this Rabban. What words do all these Rishad, Rashi and Subis and the Rosh and the Mechal Yosef, what word did they all use? Two words they all use, which shows clearly they don't buy into Sar Rabban. What are the two magic words? Takana Sachamim. Group of Rishadim, Kuo Cheses Gimoshanim, Takana Sachamim. What do you mean Takana Sachamim? I just gave you, spent 3 days of Shia presenting why it's a Din Deraisa. I knocked my head against the wall teaching about Sufik Mamzer and about the Chavit Zechim Aminuyim. And according to Shmaya, right and left to try to show you there's a concept of a robe to Rizvadai, which is the Din Midaraisa. And come to Rishonim, ignore the whole story and say, yeah, Shmaya, the whole thing. It's lost thing, you just wasted the last 2 days of Shia. It's not true. It may have been true in the half a minute of the Gemara. When Rava was draining us at the beginning and said, T'chla Shana, la Mishtar Inche, etc., la Mach Inche, whatever it is. So maybe that was true. But when Rava comes with those magic words, and there's one magic word here, what's the magic word? One magic word. Ella. Ella means everything's changing. Ella Amarava means we totally missed the boat in Cheskas Gimel Shana. You thought Cheskas Gimel Shana was a sugi v'enochem amrach harov. You thought it was some, we had to come up with some fancy schmancy hagdor in terms of a rov with our father. You missed the boat, said the Rashi. Cheskas Gimel Shana maskana is not based on anything min ha-tarach. Cheskas Gimel Shana Maskana is a pure Takana Sachamim. There is no way to explain it with Deraisa. There's no pre-existing Deraisa category to put Cheskas Gimel Shana. It doesn't. It's not true with Deraisa. You know why it's not true with Deraisa? I'll tell you why it's not true with Deraisa. You know why? Why is it not true with Deraisa? Because of 5 words. It cannot possibly be true with Deraisa. There's nothing fancy about this rope. There's nothing unique about this rope. The Kudus HaSfekas is right. This is not Cheskas Marakam is a Mukhsum. It's impossible for Cheskas Gimel Shana to be Deraisa. So how does it work? What are we learning Cheskas about them for? It's a Takana Sachamim. Why did they make the Takana? We can understand why they made the Takana. It's hard for people to hold on to Shtaris forever. So the Chachamim sized up the sociological phenomena that people don't hold on to their shtaros for more than 3 years, and the Chavim made it takana with Tervis HaLekuchos. It's impossible to expect a guy to hold up the shtaros for 50 years. So they made it takana across the board. 3 years, Lepzul gets it. 3 years, you don't have to hold it anymore, and you're going to be believed with Eidi Chazoka. So Rabbi Yisai, what's taking place in the sugya is so fundamentally different. There's such a radical difference in the Rishonim as to what's going on. What is this taina of 3 years? What is Achvish Tarcha? What are the 3 years trying to accomplish? According to the Ramban, the 3 years are trying to accomplish that which was killing the original Rome. According to the Rosh, the 3 years is a different story of government. The 3 years is just the sociological, economic reality that Chazal used, looked at that reality, and therefore made the following Tekanas Chacham. Tekanas Ashuk, Tekanas Alekuchas, because of that reality of 3 years. Very, very different version of Chesed Zilush, of Chesed Gimushan. Rabbi said, is there any difference from Isa? Does anyone really care whether Chesed Gimushan is one or the other? At the end of the day, for the first 3 years, you're not Neman. At the end of the day, after 3 years, you are Neman. So who cares whether you go with the Rambans, with Badays, with Baris, with Maises, or you go with the Rosh and the others? Like, who else was convinced that it's just a pure Tachanas Lachom? Any Nafka Minu Dina? Anybody knows? Anybody cares? Who learned Gittin last year? Anyone? Anyone learned the second part of Gittin last year? Anyone learned the Chof last year? Who's going to tell me? Get in the oven. What's the story? Comes the Gemara Gittin Daf Chaf and Beis. Remember? What did we say last year? In the oven. Yeah, what about it? Who remembers the Ryan? I didn't talk about it last year. I figured why I should talk about it then. I'll talk about it this year. So comes. What did he say? Tattoos. Okay, the tattoo shiur. Okay. So the Gemara in Gittin talks about the following Shiloh. Writing a get on the hands of an Evan. Never Kenani. Can you write a get on the hands of an Evan Kenani? So there's so many Shilas involved in that discussion. We could speak for months just about its exception. Yochel is Dayef, and there's a tattooing, and you're allowed to tattoo, and not allowed to tattoo, so we spent two weeks on that. Then we spoke about the issue of the Evadina Kakarka, so you're not allowed to write get in a karka. We spent 2 weeks on that. The whole year, just on the Chof of a base. But there's one dimension of that sugi that we didn't touch last year, because I didn't want to ruin it for this year. And that's as follows. Comes the Gemara raised the following shot. Maybe remember Bar Bachava. If you have a Eved that we know belongs to the man, we know this is the man's Eved. We have aided him for the last 20 years. This Eved has belonged to the man, and now the Nitzah get Kosev al Yada. The Yitzchak Tachas Yada Isha. Now the woman's walking around with this Eved, and lo and behold, he's got a get linen on his hand. We can't find any Eidim Asira. That doesn't bother us. We learned Kitten last year. We don't care about Eidim Asira. We're okay. But we have a problem. We're not sure whether this get was ever handed from the man to the woman. We don't know. We have to be certain that there was a Mesiris HaGet. And in light of the fact that we don't have Eidim Asira, we have to figure out some other way that a Mesiris HaGet took place. Right? That's the basic problem of the Gemara. So my high manishtan in this case of an ever get written on the Yad Shel Eved, why do you have that problem by every piece of paper? A woman's holding on to a piece of paper which says that Hareat Mugareshus, Hareat Mutas Lechol Adam. So if she has a piece of paper with Eidi Chasima on it, we assume that the Eidi Chasima being made, that there was a Mesiris HaGet, right? We have no problem. Every get works like that. We learned get last year, right, Moshe? Every get works like that. What's the difference between the Eved and the piece of paper? You know, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisrael, who remembers? A Geidris, what? Geidris Enam Chazacha. An Eved can walk around on his own 2 feet. A piece of paper can't move. Therefore, if the wife has this piece of paper, obviously the husband must have given it to her. Either that or she stole it. We assume that most people don't steal. So the assumption is, if she's holding on to this piece of paper, even though we know it was his a week ago, he has his name on the notebook. So we know that it was his a week ago, but if she's holding on to it, it's like mukhsur. The same way, if I'm holding on to this bottle of water, it's mine. Avi comes and says, no, I didn't give it to you. You're a ganav. I tell Avi, go jump in the lake. I'm not a ganav. It's my water. So when the woman comes to bathe and holding on to the get, the husband's screaming, you're a ganav, you stole it from me, I never gave it to you. So we tell the husband to jump in the lake, she's holding on to the paper, finish. So comes the Gemara and says, that svara cannot apply to godros. Godros are things that move by themselves. We have a problem. If a woman is holding on to an eved, so we don't know how that eved got there. There are 3 possibilities. Either the husband gave it to her, that would be good for us to get it. Or she stole it, which would be difficult for us to get it. Or what else is a possibility? Walked on its own 2 feet. So we don't know anymore. The fact that you're holding on to this Eved, that in and of itself is not a hochacha that the Eved belongs to you. So we got a problem. So boy, we're a bechama, what do you do? Can we accept this get? Can we let this woman remarry? The husband's screaming at us in Beis Din, I never divorced her. I wrote it, but I never gave it to her. She's screaming, no, jump in the lake, you gave it to me. The Eved, we don't know. The Eved's not answering the question. We have no idea. The Eved wouldn't have no manus anyway. So it's a bayit, so we don't know what to do. So comes the halach, comes the shulchan aruch, and says, she's suffic megureshes. We don't know what the answer is. We don't know who's right. Is he right or is she right? Comes the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Gittin and says as follows. Let's say, let me get a get for a second. Let's say we have a did Torah over who owns this Eved. So we have a klal, a godus, a helam chazak, the things that walk on themselves. The fact that you're holding on to it is not a hochah, it doesn't prove anything. Says the Beis Yosef, look in Cheskes about them. Where the Gemara tells us, you can't just bring a riot that the Eved belongs to you, the fact that you're holding on to it, because maybe it walked on itself. That's true when? Less than 3 years. But if 3 years have already passed, then if I'm holding on to an Eved for 3 years, and you didn't open up your mouth, even though 20 years ago that Eved belonged to you, we have Adam that Eved belonged to you, but 3 years have passed, you haven't spoke yet, that Eved now belongs to me. So Zachta Beisiyah, he said, just as in Chayshim Mishpah, so to an Eben Ezer, so the din Torah would come. Imagine the following scenario. The wife walks in the Beis Din with a get written on the hands of the Eved, and she's been holding on to this Eved for 20 years. And the husband screams, it's not true, it's not true, I never gave you the Eved, the Eved walked himself, you stole, it's not true, it's not true. What would the halacha be? Zachta Beisiyah, I raise him a gereshes. She can get married, she can marry, we can be a kedushin for her, no problem. We have no qualms about having her get married because she has a raya brush, she ain't a let you, but if the Eved belongs to her, because the Eved, she has a chazak, that's a gilshon. So when the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Chacham Beis, Amr Shloka, Shagay, the same chazaka, that means they don't have the chazaka like the piece of paper. A piece of paper, the fact that you're holding on to it for a second, that's a raya that it's yours, that doesn't apply to Gaydis, but Chesed Gimushon applies, the same way it applies in Chayshim Mishpah. I can't give you a Beis Yosef. The Rabbi said, what's the problem now? Give me a problem. So what's the problem? This Shlomo, according to the Ramban, who says that Chesed Gimushon is deraisa, because really Chazaka works right away, because there's a rope, but deraisa, but there's bade, but there's biwur, but there's blishum safek, that you're the rightful owner. Nebuch, we had to wait 3 years just to offset the other guy's tain of Akhvishtacha. Okay, we had to technically, we had to deal with the 3 year issue, but once the 3 years have passed, it now becomes a chazaka midaraisa. So I understand that that serves as a raya bura midaraisa. We could say with full confidence we can let this woman remarry. We don't have to stare, there's an Israel sin of staring us in the face, it serves to Hebrews. We have no qualms letting her remarry because midaraisa, we are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt, she is the rightful owner of this get. She has a chazaka on it. That works with their eyes. But according to Rashi and the Rush and the Mechal Yosef and the Ketzos and everybody who says Chesed Gimushon was a figment of the Rabbanim's imagination, it doesn't exist in our Torah. There's no Chacham in our Torah. Ain't no Chacham in our Torah. There's no Raya. There's no nothing. Zero. If you ask the Shabbanim to decide who owns this Eved, who's the rightful owner of this Eved, even if the Gimushon have passed, what's the answer? The Shabbanim would say, I have no clue who owns this Eved. I still don't know. I don't know who's telling the truth. If you don't have a raya on a level of deraisa that would meet the criteria of a deraistic proof that this woman is megureshes, how in the world can you let her remarry? So, l'chari, this Beis Yosef, and the Ramon Eben Ezer Paskins quotes this Beis Yosef l'halacha, from the stimus apoiskim and Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that they were machri l'halacha against all these rishonim. They were assuming that Chesed Gimushon is deraisa, and it affects Chesed Gittin. No? That's a good raya, right? What do you say? What's the comment on the raya? Do you want to be doich of that? Anyone want to say no? We could salvage this din as even according to the Rush. Comes the Shara Mishpat. Yeah. No? Okay. We'll call the Shara Mishpat. Maybe Muhammad the Shara Mishpat. You never know. Comes the Shara Mishpat. Written by whom? Who wrote the Shara Mishpat? Is there something? Okay. There's a famous word. Well, his famous word is his first word in Chesed Avadim. This little thing. Every Rosh Hashanah quotes the Shem Mishpat. So comes the Shem Mishpat and says, "Is you're right. There was a big machlokes in Rishonim between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban and then the Yosef. The Rabban and the Rashi. Rabban the Ketzos. Whoever's in there, that camp of Chesed Musharim being the Rabbanim. All these Musharim didn't apply to Chesed Musharim being the Raisa. That's true. Zokt Yishar Mishpat, but med Dvar Mamurim that the Musharim had this machlokes. Kaidem Sheniskin or Cheskes Gimusharim. That was before the Chacham instituted the Cheskes Gimusharim. What was the din in Moshe Rabbeinu's days before Baba Basra existed, before Cheskes Abatim existed? What was the din? Should we, according to Raman, is a din deraisa. It's part of Pasha of Rome. Cheskes Abatim is rooted after Ram Mahathis. And the Rosh says, Gesh, man, there's no Ram Mahathis going on here. Nothing, zero. It's all with the Rabban. Zav Tashar Mishpat. Once the Chacham was sacking Cheskes Abatim, then the Chazaka becomes the Araisa. How does that work, says the Shem Mishpat? Very simple. Someone's living in my house for 3 years. I know full well that if I don't open up my mouth and be Moichah, be Ma'arer, within the 3 years, Bezin's going to pass in based on Chavches Amaraf and Baba Basra, that the other guy's going to get the field. He's going to get my house. I know that I have 3 years to be Moichah. And I'm not Moichah. Zog Tashar HaMishpat, in light of the fact that there's a takonis of chabim that if I'm not moicha, I'm going to lose, and I'm still not moicha? Ein lecha what? Ein lecha hochocha gadol mizu, that the other guy's telling the truth and I'm not telling the truth. And even the Rosh, the Bukha Yosef, and the Rashi, and the Ketzos, who said the Cheskes Gimusharim is only the Rabbanon, because there's no raya from the fact that I was not moicha, that's not a good enough raya mit deraisa. Once the Chamam is sacking that I must be Moicha, otherwise I'm going to lose, then my lack of being Moicha becomes a Raya Midaraisa. If that's not fancy footwork, I don't know what is. You hear this? So much what he said. This is an amazing word, right? It means pre-Takona, it wasn't Diraisa. Post-Takona, the Takona is the Chamam, not the Chamam makes it Diraisa. The Chamam changes the numbers, changes the Rov. It takes it out of the realm of being a not a sufficient robe into being a good robe. What did the Shem Mishpat just say for us in terms of wonders? Going back to our robe categories that we're so fond of. What the Shem Mishpat just told us was, is that even according to the Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rash and the Yosef and the Tzoyis' camp, held the Cheskes Gimusharim is not a good enough robe mitaraisa. Ein ochem mamrach harov. Everybody agrees that you reach a certain point which is a good enough robe to be Motzi Mamon. You didn't meet it prior to Takanas HaChamim. That wasn't enough. Just the human nature, the fact that people are Moichu and other people take away the money, that's not enough. Min HaTorah, that is not enough. But even those Rishonim agree that at a certain point you pass the threshold, which is a good robe, to be Motzi Mamon. Rabbosai, that threshold of crossing over, at which point do you say it's a good enough robe to be Motzi Mamon, according to the Rosh's camp, can we define that as a qualitatively different rov? It's very hard to do that. What do we have to do? We have to define that as a what? As a quantitatively different rov. It means, pre-Takanas HaChamim, we took a survey, 87.5% of people said that they would be moich if somebody ate their fruit. What do we say about that? What does the Rosh camp say? 87.5%? Well, what do you say generally? Not enough, right? 87.5%, ain't hoch mach harov. Not good enough. Now, come to Chacham and institute a takana and say that, by the way, if you're not Moicha, you're going to lose. So now we do another survey. Post Takana Sachamim, what are the numbers now? 97.5% of people say they would be Moicha because if they're not Moicha, they're going to lose. In the first survey, it was just they're going to be Moicha because it's against human nature, let somebody take the fruit away. Not because they thought they're going to lose the field in Gamre. It's just, it's crazy. Who would let somebody eat their fruit without being moicha? In the second survey, they got much more of an incentive to be moicha, because otherwise, the mamash could lose their field, because the tacham were misaking chesed gimel shonim. So the numbers just went up by 10%. Again, these numbers are just totally arbitrary. Everyone should realize that. The numbers just got hiked up 10%. Is there any qualitatively different row? No difference. This is a row, that's a row. And yet, these Rishonim, according to the Rishon Mishpat, sizing them up, will concede that once you reach a certain threshold, I don't know where the number is, don't even bother to ask me where that number is, but once you reach a certain point, you've reached the point where the robe is no longer a what? But a what? No, it's no longer a what? No longer an hug, it's no longer a latest asafi, it's no longer a nachum amrach robe, even those Rishonim concede you reach a certain point where the robe is b'toras lat, biror b'toras lat, bari or b'toras vaday. So according to Shamispat, sizing up of the Rishonim, the Gittas Hasidim Rishonim, the Mechlekes of Rishonim in our sugya between the Ramban and the Rosh's camp is not, do you have a robe that can be Maitzi Mamon? Everybody agrees you can have a robe that can be Maitzi Mamon. The machlokes is Cheskes Dimul Shonim prior to Tchanas Chom enough of that rov? Because the Ramban's understanding was, like we said, that once you're in the human nature type of a rov, human nature rov is a qualitatively different kind of a rov. That's called the Vaday, it can be Maitzi Mamon based on that. That's the end of the story. The Gimul Shonim is just to negate the contradictory rov, but in and of itself the rov carries the day. That's the Ramban's understanding, because the Ramban said the line of demarcation between the roves that are not Maitzi Mamon and the roves that are Maitzi Mamon is human nature. That's the Ramban's Mahalach of the Sugya. The Rosh's camp of Mahalach of the Sugya is nothing doing. Human nature, Gornish, Gehelfen. That doesn't change things. Any hope for coming out by really. This is a Cheskes. It's a Muchsop. The Tensha Sekas is right. It's a Muchsop. It helps coming out by really. Nothing is going to work. Almost nothing. Until you reach a point where it's so high, the numbers are so high, so in your favor, then days it enters into a new realm called Vaday. And at that point, what do we say? At that point, Hochen, Acha Harov, at that point, Chazak becomes Deraisa. So the Shah Mishpa Shiva Torah, and she wanted, why did he say this? He said this because he wanted to save the Beis from the Ramah. He wanted to save that Din in Shulchan Aruch. He didn't want that Din in Shulchan Aruch that was given to be only according to the Ramban. He wanted to salvage the Din in Shulchan Aruch that was given, but by doing so, he created for us a whole model, a whole structure, in terms of understanding what Chesed Gimel Shalom is all about. So far, so good. But basically, we still don't have enough kamina, though. Because according to this Razzle Daz Mahalach Rishon Mishpah, comes that everybody agrees that today, in the year 2009, Cheses Gimel Shalom is Deraisa. Either Rabban's version or the Russian version. Post the Kona, everyone's on the same page. Cheses Gimel Shalom is Deraisa. So we're still looking for enough kamina. So we'll find enough kamina. Won't give up. If I say, we need a little bit of a background to appreciate the next afternoon. Who's with us in Maruba? Who's with us in the Baba Kama? How many guys? Guys, you know, big turnover. Look at this. You guys hang in there. So I see you guys remember what he said. You were there, Moshe?
First, second semester.
Second semester. Is this in the first semester, second semester? I can't tell you where the cutoff point was. Everybody, say a little introduction. There happens to be a sugi in Ches Debatim also. It's not in Hei Ches Debatim. It's in Ruba Defayin. It's a sugi of Dova Velochati Dova. Apishtai made him Yachm Dova, Pasha Shoftim. The Torah says, was you with us? Okay. You're held responsible for this. Apishtai, you were just a Pesha, also a Pesha Hitter, because I didn't know you were there. Apishtai made him Yachm Dova. Adam, after he made on a whole entity, a whole unit, you got Adam walking and tell him a story, we throw him out. Apishtai made him Yachm Dova. Come to Tanoim and have a machloikas as to what are the guidelines, what are the parameters of this halacha of Apishtai made him Yachm Dova. So the example that Chazal give are Shnei Chazokim. Here's the case. Two Edom walk into Bezin and they say, we saw Reuven eating fruit for the whole first year. What happened? After the first year, we were in China. I have no idea what happened. Second set of Edom come in 5 minutes later. We saw Reuven eating fruit the entire second year. What happened the first and third year? I don't know. We were sleeping. The third set of Edom come in and say, we saw Reuven eating fruit the entire third year. Where were you the first 2 years? Eretz Yisrael, Shana Beth. We couldn't pull out Shana again. Good. Very good. So, three different sets of Edom. If you add up all the pieces of the puzzle, you have a Cheses Gimel Shonim. Is that called Dov of Lachatzi Dov or not? Machlek is the Heilige Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanim. This was a hot issue in the days of the Tanoim. The Gemara says the Tanoim were fighting this back and forth, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. So Rabbi Akiva, Gazop, Dov of Lachatzi Dov. Each set of Eidim are Lachatzi Dov, and throw them all out in the heads. There's no Cheses Gimel Shonim. Tough luck, the guy loses the field. Come to Chacham, come to Chacham and say, no, that's not called the Dov of Lachatzi Dov, that's a Dov of Sholem. So ask the Gemara Kasha, according to the Chacham, what would be a case of Dov Lachatzi Dov? Where would you draw the line? What would be a chisaron of Dov Lachatzi Dov? So comes the Gemara, gives the following scenario. We know that Halacha says, in order for a person to become a Gadol or a Gedola, so it's not enough just to have reached Bar by Mitzvah age, you have to have Beis Cyrus as well. You have to develop physically, it's Halacha Moshe Mishin, you have to develop Beis Cyrus in that area, which is indicative of being a Gadol. So if we want to know B'teres Vade that a person is a Gadol or Gadol, you have to read them. How do we figure it out this man? Is it? Different story. Oh, it's Chazal. Not for now. So we want to have read them. Well, there's no B'teres Vade, you have to have read them. So two Edom walk in to Beis Din and they say, we inspected this child and we saw one Seir. So Beis Din asked, where was the other Seir? We weren't looking that carefully. We're not saying there was no other Seir. We don't know. We saw one Seir. The problem is one Seir, it doesn't make you go. Baruch Hashem, the good news is that another set of Edom walk in and say, guess what? We were looking and we saw another Seir in a different part. So he saw it on the right side, saw it on the left side. So Beis Din comes and makes the calculation. One set of Edom said one Seir, the other guy said another Seir. Two different Seirs, two different parts, a couple of inches away. Beis Din adds them up, showing Beis Cyrus, the kids of Gadol. Comes the Gemara and says, no, nothing doing. Dover lo chatzi dover. Those two sets of Edom are not mitzvahed together. That is a chisaron of dover lo chatzi dover. Even the Rabbanan who accept different sets of Edom, the Beis Din, the Edom, the Beis Din, the would not accept it in the case of the Beis Cyrus. At time of Regema. So, come the Rishonim and say, Rabbi Akiva, we understand perfectly. Rabbi Akiva believes in Dovah Lachatzi Dovah. He's consistent. Anytime the Edom don't tell the whole picture, the whole story, we throw it out in the heads. But the Rabbanan are much more difficult to understand. For the Chacham are giving us Terezachs and Shailas and Mises that sometimes it is called Lachatzi Dovah, sometimes it's not Lachatzi Dovah. What's the rule? What is the difference conceptually between the Edom who are being made on 1 year of 3 years? Or one Seir of two Cyrus. In both cases, there's a halachic unit called Gimel Shonim. There's a halachic unit called Beis Cyrus. In one case, the Edom are telling half the story. In another case, the Edom are telling half the story. One case, we accept them. One case, we reject them. It doesn't make any sense. And Mamish doesn't make any sense. What is Pshat in the Shita Sechachomim? So who remembers? New Moshe. How many answers did we give to this? We had at least four Mahalchim. Who remembers? From Aruba. It's only 3 years ago. What's the problem? Chesed Gimel Shonim. You forgot it already. People threw out the stars. Throw the notes. So there are many mahalchim in the sugya. We're not going to talk about the whole sugya now. It'll take us 3 days to do that. We're just going to try to extract what's necessary for us. So the two major mahalchim in the Rishon and the Kitz and Nimrus, again, we're not going to do all the details right now. The two major mahalchim in the sugya is Shitas HaTais and Shitas HaRif. Comes Taisus in Bava Kam and Bava Masur also, and says the answer is very simple, says Taisus. In the case of Chesed Gimel Shonim, the eighth more negligent than what they were watching. These Edom were here that year. Edom are mechuyav to sit around for 3 years and watch a guy eat somebody else's roof. I'm here today. I happen to be in America this year. I'm sitting and watching this whole year what's going on. And then comes Chodesh Elul. I'm going to Yeshiva and so I'm not going to hang around another year. So they saw whatever they were supposed to see. Edom ro kol mashicholim liros. So they saw it of a shalom. There was shalom b'shas ma'aseh. In the case of the Beis Cyrus, says Tosfos, goyim's. You were standing there watching this thing. You were looking for Cyrus. Just open your eyes and look at is there another Seir there? No, what do you mean you only looked at the right side of the person? You didn't look at the left side of the person. The Seir was there. The Seir wasn't there. Look. So low rock on my chavurus. They didn't even look at the whole picture. There's a chisar in the etzim. They only saw half the story. So says Taisvus, that's the Shita Sechachom. The Shita Sechachom is that when you have a re'iyah of kol mashichol nirois, even though that's half a story. Lamaisa, seeing 1 year of Chesed Gevatim is meaningless, doesn't accomplish anything, but at least from their vantage point, they did a whole unit, whatever was incumbent upon them at the time. They weren't negligent in their responsibility. That's called a Dover Shalom. The Shenkin, in the case of the Cyrus, they mamash missed the boat, because they only looked at him, they looked at him with one eye open, one eye closed. That's Taisa's beer in the sugya. Again, why that should be so, what's the nature of that din, is the chisaron in the Taikonis Eidus chisaron. A lot of Taisa's check the notes, nothing. Comes the riff in that sugya and says, no, that's not the pshat, that's not the chisaron, that's not the difference. Comes the riff and says, I don't care whether they could have seen, should have seen, would have seen. Says the riff, it's a halachic concept. Is there any nafkamina with din that they can walk away with based on their ages? Edom walk in the Beis Din and say, you saw one Seir, what does Beis Din do with that information? Absolutely nothing. It's very nice. Thank you very much for that important information. This child is one Seir. Meaningless in halacha. There's nothing we can do with that piece of information. It doesn't mean he's a goal. It doesn't mean anything. So Edom walk in the Beis Din and say, we saw Reuben eat fruit for a year. What can Beis Din do with that information? You can pull a fast one. What can they do?
What? Look at Edom for the next 2 years.
Right now, what do they do with it? Yeah, let him pay for the year that he ate fruit. What do you mean you ate fruit in somebody else's field? We have a chazaka mekar, a chesed markam, and Shimon's the owner of the field. What do you mean you nut? You ate somebody else's food for a year? So listen to this. This is babash. It's not fair. A guy, the machzik, is bringing the air. Who's bringing the air into Beis Din? The machzik's bringing guys. Says, come and be meyer that I ate the fruit for a year. So the guys get up and say, we are meyer that Reuben ate fruit for a year. And nobody else is around. So what is no other eater? What does Beis Din say? Okay, Reuben, guess what? Go pay him for the fruit that you ate for a year without the rightful owner. The other guy's a chesner come. Go pay him for a year. So Reuben said, hey, that's not fair. I brought the eater from my side. So Beis Din says, tough life isn't fair. Famous words. Never my kids say those words. It's not fair. Those are three words that I don't want to hear in the Zablos group. There's no such thing as not fair. A lot of things in life are not fair. You shouldn't have brought an Edom. You brought an Edom. Now they're going to kill you, the Edom. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Comes the riff and says, when the Edom are made, it's something that's meaningful. That's like, well, the Chatzit Avraham. That's a meaningful statement. But when the Edom walk at the base, the Bubamite says that it's totally meaningless. We can't, what do we do with one sayer? Nothing. So that's called the Chatzit Avraham. But like it's the Gedel Yerush advertising the riff. So tell you, my sister, there was once Masad Kedushin. It was out of town, Chazar. Yeah, you can stay on. Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff. It's relevant with my Stephen. As Masad Kedushin was an out of town place, he wasn't familiar with the place. He come after the chuppah was over, walked to the yichud room, and one of the rabbanim there says to me, he says, there's a problem with this yichud room. I said, what's the problem with the yichud room? He said, there are two doors to this yichud room. And the Edom, there are two different sides of the place, and the Edom can't possibly see both sides. So he said, that can't be a yichud. How could you have yichud with that? So he said, okay, so we'll just tell the caterer to go in another room. No, caterer, Kapaskin, this is the yichud room. I don't know, the servant, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the yichud room. We can't change it. Can't change it. So I had to think quickly, you know, as everyone's dancing, no, yeah. And I was like, they just played, flow me in, paid for my ticket to come in, I can't tell them I can't have yichud, I got a ticket or something. So I said, okay, what's the big deal? So we'll have four Edom, two sets of Edom, more kibbutim, forget it, more friends, more kibbutim. So we'll stick two Edom over there and two Edom over there. So this rabbi, a very fine Talmid Chacham, says to me, he thinks it's a chisaron of Dov of Lachatzi Dov. He says, each set of Edom is only being made in half the story. They're only being made that they saw one of the rooms, the doors being closed, so neither one could be made on a yichud. If I made it, the couple's in yichud, but there's another door there, I don't know whether it's open or closed, so what kind of edus is that as yichud? So I had to think really fast on that one. So I said to him, I said, good ha'ara, I said, I think it's a machlekes Tosfos in the Rif, whether that's called the chatzit dover or not. Fine. I said, according to Tosfos, roll kol ma'ashichol merois. The two Edom were standing over here, they can't physically see on the other side. So Tosfos said, as long as you did your best, so you get E for effort, and you pass, get A for effort, means you saw whatever was physically possible right now. That's like the equivalent to the Edom who saw right now. They're in town now, they're not going to be in town tomorrow. So the Edom saw it, Davar Shoen, from their vantage point. But according to the Rif, who says that the definition of Davar L'Chatzi Davar means that you're giving us an irrelevant piece of information, that's called the Chatzi Davar. So this is not an irrelevant piece of information. I walk to the base and I say, I saw a yichud. See, I saw one door closed. There's another door. I have no idea whether that door was open or not. That's not an edus and yichud. That's an edus. There was a door closed. That's not an edus and yichud. That's irrelevant information. That's like the case of seeing one sayer. So I told this rabbi, I said, I think that this shayla is mamash machlok is tais in the river. So he said, but zero of the fact that not everyone agrees you need yichud. So I'm going to shit you need yichud and you're some mechza sachi, maybe you need aidim for yichud, it's not dumb shit. Yeah, so he said, can we rely on the shit of the Tosfos and Dov L'Chatzi Dover? So anyway, that couple was married. Their yichud was based on this Tosfos of Dov L'Chatzi Dover. But that's not what we want to talk about. This is the introduction. Now we get to the Ramban's part. Comes the Ramban in the Melchamas in Maseches B'Vakama. He said, I'll tell you what the MSA answer to the Dov L'Chatzi Dover story is. How come in the case of the Cyrus that's called the Chazidov, in the case of the Chazid Gimel Shalom, it's not? Zok the Ramban, in the case of the Cyrus, when you may it that somebody has one Seyar, that's like being made the person's a Katana. It's like someone did it. You didn't accomplish anything. You didn't even start the ball rolling. One Seyar is not like you're half a goal. I'm almost by mitzvah. No. You're a Katan until you have Vey Cyrus. It's not like you're a half goal. You count like for half a person. Take two people, each one has one sayer, they count together to make it a national dominion. No. Each one is a kotam. You're not a half gadol. You're a kotam until you have base sayers. Seir echor is not the tchilas agadlus. There's no tchilas agadlus. You go from kotam to gadol. There's no in-between stage. Chesed Gimel Shalom Zav Tiramban. The first achila that you do, you're starting to eat somebody else's fruit, you're starting to live in the property, you already got a foot into the door, you're already on the way to Chesed Gimel Lashonim. You already started the ball rolling. Not like the Rif says enough Gemina for the guy, other guy's fruit. That's cheap. That's not what creates Dover Sholem. What creates a Dover Sholem in terms of a Chesedus is that you gave something that already has meaning. It didn't finish the picture. You're one third of the way to Chesed Gimel Lashonim. A Katan who has one Seir is not halfway to being a Gavu. He is nothing. He is a Katan. But someone who ate 1 year of fruit is one third of the way to being Chesed Gimel Lashonim. So it's meaningful what you're being made on, therefore it's not called a Chatzi Dover. That's the answer to the question. The Sister Torah, what does the Ramban mean? The Baisai, what do you think the Ramban means? Zoch Rebarch Ber in Bavad Asra, in the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, you want to know what the Ramban means? Now you can tell me. What does the Ramban mean? Ramban is the Shitosai. Zokhtar Chaim, that Ramban and the Muchamis and Babakama can only be understood in light of the Ramban at the beginning of Cheskis Abatim. Since the Ramban understood that basically the way Cheskis Gimel Shonim works is right away. It's basically Chazak Aliyata. Why? Because it's a robe, it's a bummy, it's a hane. The fact that the other guy's eating my fruit and not being moicha, that's the Makmapathish. Hello, what? There's a technical problem. What's the technical problem? The technical problem is the other guy's got a rove against me, a bach v'shtarcha, that's bumping out my rove. So we got to get over that hump. We got to deal with that technical, external problem. So we got to pass through it. But the first edus, that opening line of Reuven was machzik and Shimon's character for 1 minute, is a meaningful edus. Igloy Milsi, after the 3 years are over, that was the real McCoy. That was it. That was the machle papish. The 3 years are just a technicality. Zokhtar B'chayim, the Ramban only makes sense because the Ramban is going with his understanding of what Chesed Gimel Shonim are all about. What if you held like the Rosh's understanding of Chesed Gimel Shonim? That it was a Takana Sechamim 3 years? The Ramban before, by the way, said. The Ramban and Bava Kama would make no sense. According to the Rosh, the Takana Sechamim was 3 years gives you the Tefillah. That's it. I'm 1.5 years. That's meaningless. You didn't finish yet. That's meaneless. It's not that, you ate 1 year, so you were a third of the way. You're nowhere. You're the same place you were before you. You're nowhere. When 3 years comes, then the kachtik the chachamim. It's not a chatzishir. It's a chatzishir in Yisurim, chatzishir mitzvahs. There's no chatzishir of being a mominous. Either you ate the 3 years, you didn't eat the 3 years. So it shouldn't surprise us that all the other Rishayim, the Taisus and the Rif, and all the other Rishayim who didn't go into this, didn't buy into this root of the Ramban, is because they couldn't say the Ramban's Mahalach. The Ramban's Mahalach and Bavakam and Chatzi Dover only makes sense for Shittosai in Baradasa. This is Reb Chaim's Yisrael. So Reb Chaim is Chochem Golub Odef Minovi. Reb Chaim did not have a Chedushi Aran in Baradasa. But that's what it says, the Chedushi Aran in Baradasa. Verbatim, like Reb Chaim. The Chedushi Aran says, he gives the Teretz of the Ramban in the Sugya that later on, after Hey, wherever it is, in Vav. And says the Chedushi Aran, and you want to know why this is true? Why do we view Chesed Gimel Shonim as being an Eidus of a Dover Sholem? Because everybody knows that really Chesed Gimel Shonim is over at the first moment. The first second it's over. It's a done deal, the first moment, and we're just waiting for the 3 years to bump off the Ach V'shtarcha. So what Reb Chaim figured out on his own in Brisk 100 years ago, the Chedushi Aran already said 800 years ago. That this Ramban in Bavakam is L'shitosai in Bavadasra. So Rabbi Sai, we should have a little bit of an introduction, a little bit of a picture of what the ABCs of Chesed Gimel Shonim are all about. So the background problem for Chesed Gimel Shonim was the first phase of Shia last week. Did Chesed Gimel Shonim work? What happened to Enochem Vamanach Harov? So in order to understand that, we had to get a little bit of a better understanding of that klal of Enochem Vamanach Harov. We had to extend that klal to Chesed Marakama to figure out how does that play into to the picture. But assuming we have some issue, we have some real problem, how Chesed Gimel Shonim works, we have to solve that dilemma. How can you be Meitzi Mavan based on this newfangled thing called Chesed Gimel Shonim? So two different roots in the Rishonim. The Ramban's Mahalach, the Araisa, the unbelievable rove, human nature rove, the whole Shepetar that we said. Or if you don't want to go that route, you got to go the Rosh's route, Nukhi Yosef, Tzais, Rosh, etc. It's pure Tekanas Achamim. You have the Shar Mishpat's shtickle twist to it, that even according to the according to those Rishonim, it could potentially become the Araisa, which forced us to do a little bit of fancy footwork in terms of different types of robes, that even those Rishonim agree that at a certain point, Hochem Amanach Harov, it's a quantitative difference rather than a qualitative, like according to the Rabban. And then for the punchline of the sugya is that this Ramban is in our sugya. Rabbi Bas is l'shitaso in terms of his understanding of Chatzi Davar. Those Rishonim who didn't go the root of the Ramban and Chatzi Davar is dafka because they didn't go the root of the Ramban this entire sugya Chesedavar. Okay, so we have a little bit of the background in terms of this parasha, in terms of these dinim Chesedavar. But tomorrow we'll start with the next one.